You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
This is Stuck. Everyone gets stuck sometimes when you have a problem at work and then you just don't know what to do.
And we are here to help. I'm Damian Bazadana from Situation.
And I'm Rochelle Pereira from Equilibrium. And when it comes to workplace problems, I'm usually by the book.
And I'm typically more from the gut.
My background is in consulting.
And I spent the last 17 years building a marketing company. And together, we want to help you get unstuck.
Each season is dedicated to a specific industry, and we're starting with the one that's right on our front doorstep, Broadway.
So we asked the Broadway community to send us interesting and challenging workplace dilemmas. And because this is a relatively small and vocal community where everyone knows everyone, our amazing producers, Katie and Peter, have heard their stories and will ask the questions on their behalf.
And once we hear the question, we only have 5 minutes to think about it before we weigh in and try to find a solution. These are not researched or edited responses, but rather instinctual answers built from our experience.
Let's do this.
I was chatting to Ellen, and she's a general manager, and we were talking about just how few women in leadership roles there are in many of the powerful organizations on Broadway. And that's not even addressing like women of color in leadership roles. And she's just stuck because she is senior and she has an opportunity, and she's trying to figure out how does she help to carve out a space or a path for women when there are so few role models. And she's positive, like she's not like down on it. She's doing some stuff. And one of the things that she currently does is if she gets an invite to something good and kind of prestigious, she makes sure that she invites a kind of mid-level manager who would never get the invite to come with her. And really, because she wants to show people, like, I endorse this person, I champion them. And that's like one of the steps that she can take. But she just is looking for more. She wants to do more.
I love this question.
How did she get to where she is?
I think that when you get to something and you feel senior, you feel that it's part luck and I was in the right place at the right time. So I think for many women, we don't have the confidence. I can join them with this saying like, I did this, this, and this, and it's because I'm amazing. It's more like, I was in the right place at the right time and I worked really hard.
Right. So it's not like, I received this and then therefore I'll give that. She's like, I just lucked out.
Yeah.
Right.
And so she's already trying to do what, so essentially her question is, how do I do more of what I'm doing, but even better?
Exactly.
Well, let's take a swing at it.
Cool.
Rochelle, you need to go first on this one.
No, you know what? This one, for some reason, this one's harder for me.
Why?
I don't know. This is something Katie and I debate a lot about this, like women's leadership and promotion of women. And this is just one that I feel less sure of in terms of what's the right way. And maybe there is no right way. There's lots of ways. But I also grapple with this question myself of how to best support women, particularly to help them get into the C-suite. Like this is something that we want, but I just have like a myriad of ideas, but not like a clear point of view. So I want to hear from you, actually.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'm my expertise on this topic, but simply being a male.
But you have a lot of women working in your agency.
I do.
And senior women.
I
so
do.
I think you do, actually.
I do. You could say that again.
Yeah.
You I'm have very
a lot
proud
of
that.
Women.
I'm proud of that. No, it's something I'm proud of that point, but I can't put myself in their shoes to understand necessarily their journey to get there. But what I will say is that how I view it is be vocal. Vocal on behalf of others, which I think is obvious, but not everyone is. So there are women in leadership roles that I think exactly what Ellen is doing, I think is fantastic. It seems like on being vocal and asking questions to a podcast in which we're going to talk about it. I think that's step one. Second, I think is being collaborative. Collaborative in a way of like, I think, show up at a lot of the leadership events, like be present, because I think if there are not many women leadership roles in the industry of Broadway, then it's very important that you're present at those events to be represented. That means if you're not there, there's almost no representation of women in the room. And that's kind of a big step, but it's, I think, an important one. I think the idea of bringing in, instead of viewing yourself necessarily as like the face of an idea, view yourself as an organizer of an idea. So building like a collaborative group of folks that sort of support this thinking. I know there's a lot of men in the industry that recognize this idea of some of the disparities that exist. So I think kind of building a coalition of people who feel the same way that you do and both celebrating it, but also kind of bring them into a fold, you can have a pretty substantial impact. So like one very tactical idea, don't sit on a panel if at least 50% of the people on the panel are not women. That is something you could do tomorrow. And as someone who produces a lot of events, I try to make the panels as diverse as possible. But if someone came and said that to me, I admire it. Doesn't mean I necessarily could always fulfill it. But it's a starting point to say, here's why I'm trying to do that. This is not the first time that I know other people that have done things like this. But I feel like there's a way in which you can embody it, you believe in it. But I think you need to be vocal about it and find other people that sort of feel the same way. And great ideas build off that energy.
Oh, you're such a feminist. I love that.
I really
that.
Am.
I love that about you. I love that. I think that mentors, both formal or informal, are important. And not ones that are assigned to you, but people who want you to succeed. And it sounds like Ellen is that and could probably be that for more people, even maybe outside of her own company. You know,
yeah.
So if thinking about how to help to promote their skill development. But I would challenge Ellen to do more reflection on really how she got there. Because part of the big gap for me is the confidence gap, you know, or the, I can't remember what do we call it? Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, I don't really belong here. Oh, snap. And everybody's going to figure out that I have no idea what I'm doing. And everybody feels that way to a certain extent, but we know that women feel that more than men do. And the fact that Ellen thinks it's luck is kind of at the core of what that problem is. She has to go back to say, no, what am I really good at? What are my skill set? How did I develop that? How did I make sure that I was in the right room? And of course, there's an element of opportunity that sort of collides with her expertise. But I think the more that she's actually confident to say, actually, I earned this spot, will help her even better mentor other people to say, this is how you can earn that spot.
Yeah,
I will also say with working with many, many women over the years, one of the gaps are like specific skill sets around strategy and financial acumen. So I think the more that also you can promote women within business to not only have creative skill sets or like social skill sets or things that we consider more of sort of like feminine skill sets. I don't know, this even sounds like gross to say, but I think really making sure that there's like a strong business acumen to whatever the skill set that they're bringing to the business, I think will also help in promotion.
Yeah.
You know, so I, you know, this isn't to Ellen per se, but this is just from my own personal experience that I think in terms of moving forward with your own career is also looking at who your partners are outside of the workplace.
Okay.
And I'm not suggesting that like Ellen says this to her senior managers, but rather like the thing that's helped me is having a partner who's also 50-50 in this with me.
Yeah.
You know, that allows me to share in the domestic work, but also is like as invested in my career as I am, and vice versa into his. And I think that, you know, this is just to women out there in terms of how do you move to the next level is really thinking about how do you balance your life outside of work to allow you like the time and attention to pursue your career and who's around you that will support you to do that.
I think the who's around you part, I would just, again, as a male, and what I've seen over the years in you know, in the entertainment business as a whole, there are some people who are just never going to change, right? Like, so if I were a woman in this industry, I've seen meetings where men won't even look at a woman who's the leader. They'll look to, that could be the number two in the org chart. They'll look at the number two over the person who's actually heading the organization because she's a woman. I've seen some pretty outrageous things over the years. And that person is not going to change. I do not see that person changing. They haven't, I don't know what happened to them as children, but they're just, they are who they are,
They had a bad relationship with their mother.
That just is not changing. I'm hard pressed to believe that's going to change. Maybe it is, but we're not going to be the ones changing it. So I think if for women, I think part of it is try to put yourself in as many environments where you have people who sort of share your values, are sort of not just fighting for you as much as saying they just believe that, sure, you should have a seat. Why would you not have a seat at the table? You know what I mean? That sort of sit in that environment that I think that gives you the higher probability for success. And it's hard to, I can't say it's easy to figure out exactly. You can't really pinpoint necessarily who those people are all the time. But many times if you are, there are a lot of men, particularly in the Broadway industry, I know who are, I think are amazing leaders. Who, if you can put yourself in the right environment, not saying there's nothing stopping you, but it's a better path to kind of be able to grow forward. And I think so some of the advice I would do if I were a senior leadership of women going talking to juniors is it is important to sort of make sure your environments that you feel like you can thrive in. If you're in an environment where you're feeling it that you're less than or you're feeling that you can't grow, you probably are in one.
But I disagree. This is where I disagree with you, because the majority of my career has been in male-dominated organizations.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think that it benefited me. So like in your situation of where the CEO is talking to the number two, quite literally, I have been in that situation and I have like moved my body to make eye contact with them. So yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like speak to me. And I actually found that really strong approach to quite a very strong male totally gave me more credibility than if I had been meek in that conversation. So I think that if you can find the confidence to say, I know why I'm in this room and I deserve your eye contact, and I'm not calling you out so you're losing face, but rather I am like demanding my seat at the table because I know that I'm the best person for this seat. That has 100% made my career what it is.
The only thing I would say, you know better than I. I agree. I believe you. But I'm saying that you think of the headwind you're fighting against, and there's plenty of other organizations that you wouldn't need to fight as much.
I know, but it's gratifying to fight that fight.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, I'm not an expert on this topic, as much as to say, the human experience that I've felt, if I've seen someone who's just a straight up bigot or someone who's a straight up sexist or a straight up asshole, for lack of a better word, you want to go try and change them? I don't have the energy for it. And they often don't change as fast as you want them to. And meanwhile, there's a whole other world out there of organizations and environments and businesses in Broadway, great organizations on Broadway. And if you look at their leadership teams, they're taking big steps to try to improve it. Those are the environments you attract to. It's like attract to great energy. That's just one step. Again, from a white guy, that would be my perspective of how I see it. Because in the circles that I sit in, it's most people want to do the right thing. They want to sort of get the right people in the room, not just at the right thing, but it's good for business.
Yeah.
So fighting against someone like this an old school way of thought, to me, feels like a lost cause sometimes. But
and I will say, like, to your point around surround yourself with good people, the people I surround myself on a day-to-day basis are those people that give me energy to fight the fight that I occasionally have to fight.
Yeah.
Because that's just the rooms I'm in sometimes. But, you know, if we go back to thinking about what's our advice to Ellen, I think continue to be a great mentor. Be confident in her own skill set. And how does she share that skill set? Not just luck. It's not just luck. How does she do that more consciously with other people? I think, as you say, create a community that she can also, I love the idea of like championing, what did you say? Championing the idea versus...
Oh, being the organizer versus the face of the idea.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So that she can maybe think about how she does that. Any other advice?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's the core of it.
Yeah.
And I think but to your point also, I think that's what I would stick on.
Cool. I'm so glad Ellen asked this question. This
me too. One.
Stuck is created by Equilibrium and Situation. It's produced by the fantastic Katie Byrne and Peter Ujicic. Special thank you to Stephanie Connors for always keeping us on track and Mirror Tone Studios for the kind hospitality. In case you're wondering, our theme music is Rockstar by Owen Mulcahy. We'll see you next week.
wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.